So, what day of quarantine are we on?
I have no idea.
I think
it's 13 days of Giant Bomb streaming from home.
Yeah, but they are only counting business days. Because they only stream from on business days.
Okay.
So I think we're closer to 16, maybe? 16th, the 16 days of quarantine, I think is what we're on. Because 15 days ago was my last day of work. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't like saying that. And I did not work that weekend. So I guess it would be 15, 16 days-ish. Well, regardless. Folks, if you're listening to this in a relatively timely manner compared to uploading, then, Jake, these are disgusting.
Disgusting.
They yeah. have... Ew.
I need new headphones.
Ew. Okay. If you're listening to this in a relatively timely manner compared to when it is uploaded, then we are probably still... You're probably still in a quarantine, and so you know what this is. If you're listening to this 10, 20 years from now, then... Maybe you're in a quarantine too. Maybe it's a little bit of a different quarantine. Maybe it's a quarantine.
Oh.
Of the state. And things are worse.
Okay. Maybe, let's hope so.
Maybe COVID came back for the old retirement tour. And you're
one less
out of a job as well. Just like we are right now. But if you listen within a few, months, then you're probably going to be in a quarantine. And you know what? Welcome. We're here for you to provide roughly an hour of anime-related reprieve from the crushing stress of the situation everybody is in. Now Jake, my co-host...
Yes, that's me.
And who am I?
I don't know.
I'm Zach.
Okay.
That was a really great moment. I think we can all agree.
Moving on.
And now you've thrown me off my train of thought. Oh, what is so COVID-19?
Shut the fuck up. Can we talk about Dragon Ball Z?
Hold up, I'm segueing.
Okay.
Now COVID-19 might be the worst virus on Earth.
I don't think that's true.
However, it's certainly not the worst virus in the universe. Cause that little planet Namek. It's home to a little bit of a worse little freaking virus.
This was the segue that you were like,
yeah,
building up.
And that virus's name is Frieza, folks. Folks, we are here to talk about Dragon Ball Z again, just like we promised you.
Our previous episode.
Yeah.
What did we talk about? We talk about Namek. We talk about Ginyu. We talk about JoJo.
This is the show. More wow, podcast
they have a whole ass fucking summary of this shit.
This is more podcast about buildings and food, and we are here once again to talk about Dragon Ball Z. Like Jake said, our last episode was concerned with JoJo, parts 1 and 2, and Dragon Ball up to, we covered from the end of the Saiyan arc to the end of Ginyu Force. And little did we know that we had stopped right before shit gets extremely real. And
I feel like it was quite clearly telegraphed that it was immediate, that Frieza was the last obstacle left. Well,
yeah, but I mean, things kind of jacked way up very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, where do we start?
Where do we start? I don't know.
Goku's in his cool bathtub.
Yeah, we actually, yeah, Goku does is not relevant for a long time. It feels like
one of the cool running themes of this show
is that Goku
is that it continues to sideline its main character for interminable stretches.
And also, and here's, okay, so yes.
During, I mean, this is not nearly as bad as
him
wanting for him to get to Namek.
No. But, so what happened, following the Ginyu fight, then Goku is really beat up and he's in the back to tank, healing up his wounds. For, like, a significant amount of the early, like, part of the Frieza fight, right? Like, through definitely his first three forms?
Yes.
So through Frieza's first three forms, and Goku is nowhere to be seen. Just healing up. And this is sort of, like, not integral to the story at this point, but, like, I just want to say that I think this stuff would be so much more tolerable if each episode they didn't cut to him, like, two or three times to be like, oh no, gotta things are going really bad over there. I gotta heal up, though, or else I'll be killed.
It's insane.
Like, if it was just, like, first episode, he goes in the tank, right? Then, like, maybe we see him the next one, and he's like, oh, I gotta heal up. Things are getting intense over there. And then, like, six episodes later, maybe we check back in. And then maybe we don't see him again until he comes out. I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. But it's like every
alternatively, which I think we can get into. That, and I think that with this sort of saga, the Frieza saga, as we will call it, what this does better than previous iterations of this technique, is by having the people that are still around not be completely fucking worthless.
True. That's a good point.
Like, we're not just rolling out Yamcha and Tien to go and die against fucking Nappa this time. So it's a lot more tolerable to be like, okay, here's people actually fighting and shit, and here's, like, it's not immediately like, oh my god.
Everybody's getting their ass kicked.
Where is this man at? Different this time around, but I mean, like, listen, I mean, and we'll get to this later, but, like, by the end of this arc, I'm wondering, are they gonna do this shit again? Like, is Goku really gonna be fucking out here doing push-ups in space or whatever for another fucking 20 episodes while Who the Hell Knows comes to fight? I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. But so anyway, so we got that, our grievance. I think probably our only real grievance out of the way. So this is Frieza. This is the, maybe the most iconic, like, battle in this entire franchise. It's the one that, like, I think, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but, like, I feel like my DBZ, like, fan self, like, I knew Frieza was, like, the like, primary villain of this show. Even though, like, he's not, like, obviously there's villains after him, like, the Frieza storyline ends here. But it's, like, Frieza is the most prominent yeah.
one, I think.
And, like, this is the most, like, I think this is, like, the fight that is just, that is the most iconic in the this series, which, like, is, I mean, that's obviously subjective, up to, like, viewer opinion. For all I know, the Cell fight could be fantastic, which I'm sure it is, but, like, I feel like this is the one, like, Frieza is the Dragon Ball villain who is given the most notoriety and the most sort of attention when it comes to evaluating the
God.
Franchise as a whole.
They used to be selling fucking DVDs of anime with three episodes on that show.
Oh, dark times.
Bad days.
Yeah, I imagine, like,
oh my god.
It was all just for nothing.
Imagine you buy the cool new Dragon Ball DVD and it's fucking Bulma, Krillin, and Gohan flying through space and shit. I'd be pissed.
I'd be so fucking mad.
Anyway, so yeah. We start off. The boys are all together, mostly. Just kidding, they're not. Because what happens immediately is Dende shows up. Okay, well, what happens... Where do we end? Like, literally, where do we end? It was Krillin running off to get the password for the Dragon Balls.
That's right.
And we both had a very bad feeling about that because we'd seen this shit before.
Yeah.
It turns out that bad feeling was a bit... a bit earlier than it...
Yeah, a little premature.
Yeah, a little premature. But Krillin shows up. Krillin heads off to... and meets Dende halfway.
To get the password to summon Purungus, the Namek.
It's Purunga, but...
Purunga. Okay. The big Namekian... Chungus. Yeah, Big Chungus, Purungus. The Namek, like, version of Shenron.
He's swole as hell.
Yeah.
He gets three wishes. Seems to have different, you know, power... Different capabilities than Shenlong. He can't, like, wish back large swaths of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shenlong seems to be able to.
They initially asked to bring back everybody killed by Vegeta and Nappa, right?
I think it's like bring our friends back to life. And he's like, you're gonna have to be more specific than that, Dende.
And it's like, oh shit. So then who do they bring back?
Piccolo.
Are everybody's
good choice.
Everybody's dad.
Piccolo is so clutch here.
Yeah.
Like in many ways.
Yes. He's the Gruden grinder of this fight.
Absolutely. So they bring Piccolo back.
He doesn't show up in the stat sheet, but without him,
his contributions are,
I think you're probably losing the game.
Absolutely. 100%. Without question.
So they bring back Piccolo, one wish. Their second wish, they wish Piccolo to Namek.
Yes.
Because he died on Earth, so he would be revived onto Earth.
A lot of rules.
A lot of...
from the Dragon Balls coming through.
Yeah, there's like a whole fucking, like...
We're gonna get there.
Like, handbook on this shit. So they wish him to Namek. And then what happens?
And then what happens is Vegeta shows up. He's like, you motherfuckers tried to pull one over on me. He, like, bullies the kids around and Krillin. And he's about to wish for... Or no, he basically, like, holds Dende at gunpoint and is like... Tell the dragon to give me eternal life.
Yeah,
and then he's like, saying it. We don't know what he's saying. I was thinking that, like, oh, he could be saying some. He could just be like wishing, like, kill Frieza.
Yeah.
Or kill, no, not Frieza. Kill Vegeta.
Yeah.
Which would be a bad wish.
No. Yeah.
But it seems like Dende. You know, he's a child. We love Dende in this house.
Yes, absolutely.
Seems like Dende is not one to pull that one over on him. And
Dende also a bit of a grinder in this.
Absolutely.
In this fight.
Valuable contributor to the efforts.
Yep.
But as Dende is saying the wish, because I guess it should be said that Purunga will only grant wishes that are stated in the Namekian language.
Yes.
With Dende, which Dende is the only one that knows, because he's Namekian. So he's in the middle of saying this last wish, and then Purunga just fades out of existence because Guru dies.
Yeah, which we were
grief.
Afraid of heartbreak.
Of a broken heart.
Which is important.
Keep that in the back of your head, everyone.
That is important. And it's not made clear at this time. Because, he's also an old-ass Namekian. So it's like, okay, I guess his time has come.
Yeah.
His watch has ended. But it is from heartbreak. And as we know from original Dragon Ball, then the... Dragon Balls and the subsequent dragon are tied to the creator of the Dragon Balls, which Guru was. So when Guru passes away, then Purunga disappears. And the only way to bring him back would be to bring Purunga back. But how are you going to do that? You'll find out.
Well, no, you get Piccolo back, and then Kami comes back as well.
Yeah.
And then the Dragon Balls of Earth come back.
So then the Earth Dragon Balls are back, because Piccolo / Kami... It's two for one. One wish, two people.
Genius move.
Brilliant. And actually...
I mean, like, I don't know why you would ever pick, like, Yamcha to come back over Piccolo, but, like...
But also, very important and very useful that they did not get that third wish off then.
Oh, baby.
Even if it wasn't going to be, like, even if Dende was going to, like, pull a fast one on Vegeta, like, very clutch that they actually still had that one in their back pocket for later on in this whole shit.
Yeah. So then Frieza shows up.
Frieza shows up, and it's like, oh, here we go.
Here we go again.
Oh, boy.
And then him and Vegeta square up.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, walk their hands on each other's shoulders and, like, scream in each other's faces for a while. And, like,
Frieza hasn't transformed yet, has he?
No.
Okay.
I mean, this is what leads to it. They, like, scream and, like, a big crater, like, starts forming around them and they get pushed down into the crust of the earth.
Yeah, that was cool.
No actual fighting seems to be happening here.
No.
It's just, like,
foreplay.
It's just spectacle. But,
Piccolo was taken to Namek, but he was not brought to Dende.
No,
and Vegeta, he wasn't. So he has to travel.
Yeah. Along the way, he meets Nail, who is in rough shape.
Yeah, he was just getting his ass kicked by Frieza. Yeah. And so when he sees Nail, then he's like, you won't be able to fight him with your power. And Piccolo's like, what do you mean? And then they fuse, and it's like, whoa, shit. Like, I didn't realize this was an option.
Piccolo gets to glow up.
Power level. He upgrades. He levels up.
Yeah. And Nail is, like, living inside him now. Occasionally comes out.
Yeah.
But
especially when he sees Dende.
Mostly lets Piccolo do the talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's Piccolo's body. He's just living in it.
That's right. Living in there rent-free. So, Piccolo on his way. And then Vegeta is like, Frieza, I'm so much more powerful than when we last met.
Mm-hmm.
And Frieza's like, oh yeah?
You pussy-ass bitch.
Well, let me show you something. And he cracks the armor off and yells and gets real tall and muscular and gross-looking, and his voice changes in a very unpleasant way.
He goes, this isn't even my final form. He doesn't actually say that, but this is what this is from.
Yeah.
Kind of weird that just, that, like, mandala effect sort of just developed.
Mandala?
Yeah.
Mandela.
Isn't that the thing, that his name is actually Mandala?
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
Is that he, like, died in prison?
Oh, see, I thought it was about his name.
No.
Interesting.
What do you think Nelson's name is?
Well, I always thought it was
Mandela. Okay.
Nelson Mandela. But I thought the Mandela effect was, like, people thought his name was Mandela, but his name is actually Mandala.
No. It was that
they thought he died in prison.
Yeah. Which he did not. So, shout out to Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, we stan him.
Anyway. Nelson Mandela can't save
Piccolo,
them now.
The Nelson Mandela of Namekians.
Okay. I'll buy it. But Frieza's anyway just shows his hand. He's like, I can transform. Like, this is not my most powerful form. I can transform. And he tells them, like, yeah, I have two more transformations after this.
Yeah, and we're like, okay, this is already gross.
How much worse can you get?
And so he ditches the, like, floaty chair behind. It gets very bad. And he starts beating the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, it's not great. Not a good sight to see it. He sticks around here for a little while. Krillin gets stabbed through the chest by his horns.
So this was a weird, wild moment early in the fight where it was like, oh my god. Like,
yeah, Frieza's just like, everybody's like hovering there, and Frieza's like picking him out.
Oh, Piccolo is here as well.
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Okay.
Frieza is basically just like, which one of you am I going to kill first? And Krillin says, me. Krittle, Jesus. Krillin is the one that he like picks out, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Because what did Krillin ever do to hurt anyone?
He doesn't deserve this.
No, he does not deserve anything bad is coming to him over the next probably 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In show time.
Yeah. So he gets literally stabbed, impaled through with Frieza's horn.
Yeah, and Frieza like jerks his head around and shit while he's stuck on there, and it's very, it's horrendous.
It's gruesome. It's like, and everybody is just watching. Gohan's just like, he can't do anything. He's just like, oh my, what the fuck is wrong with you, Frieza? Vegeta's like, what the fuck is going on?
We need to talk about Vegeta at some point through this stretch.
Yeah.
But it looks like Krillin's dead. He gets thrown down into the ocean.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Probably Gohan, considering Vegeta doesn't do fucking shit.
But then doesn't Piccolo show up?
Piccolo shows up after Gohan gets his ass kicked.
That's right. Yeah,
Gohan. Actually, Gohan kicks some ass. Shout out to Gohan throughout all of this. We love Gohan.
I mean, he gives a good effort, is what I'll say.
He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
We can be a little more charitable towards Gohan, I think. You know, he's doing more
this
than
Vegeta. This toddler does pretty well for himself against fighting the most powerful creature in the universe.
Yeah. You know, shout out to him.
He gets some hits in, but Frieza does beat the hell out of Gohan.
Yeah, and then Piccolo shows up and he's like, son, are you okay?
And Daddy! Well, we both, like, nailed that.
Gohan has a very distinct delivery.
Daddy! And Piccolo's like, it's alright, boy. And Piccolo...
Piccolo kicks some ass.
With the power of Nail compelling him, does kick some ass, and it's pretty awesome. Because...
He fucks Frieza all the way up.
Frieza and... Okay, maybe this... This might be worth bringing up later, but Frieza is a just god-tier shit-talker. Like, unbelievable.
He just how much stop.
How much I just want to, like, beat the fuck out of Frieza.
I just want people to fucking... To tell him... To pack him up and send him back home.
Yeah.
He just fucking sucks.
He is... I mean, he is such a good villain. And mainly because...
I...
He's so, like... Like, even at this early form, like, once again, we're not... This is not even his final form. But at his early form, like, he's already killed Krillin, as far as we know. He's beaten the shit out of Gohan. Like, he seems extremely dangerous and extremely threatening to these characters in, like actual, like, he could kill them ways. And also, he will just... brag about it the entire time, and it's like, oh, this sucks. Like, I can't do anything about this.
Like, I just need somebody to fucking kill him so he can shut the hell up.
And this only gets fucking worse
later on. It sure does. But yeah, Piccolo shows up. Piccolo beats the hell out of this form of Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Piccolo beating that sort of initiates the transformation, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So Frieza turns into a Xenomorph.
Well, I think it's during the first form that Vegeta gets his big idea, right?
Because doesn't
Krillin come back?
Krillin does come back at some point because, as we learn, Dende is a healer.
Dende, yeah, keep him in the back of the party.
Yeah.
He has the magnificent ability to heal people's wounds no matter how harm they seem to be.
Yeah, Krillin is fine.
Yeah, he just, like, pops back up. He's got a little hole in his armor, but he's... That man's fucking ready to go.
He's swinging.
Yeah.
Vegeta sees this.
Which is cool as shit. Like, and also, important.
Yeah, incredibly valuable to have around, as it turns out.
And Vegeta gets a great idea. Galaxy brain shit out of Vegeta.
I think this happens a little later. I think this happens in the third transformation.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. Which I think happens around this time.
Right? Okay.
Actually, I'm on the wiki. Let me see.
He's on the wiki.
So then Piccolo arrives. Yeah, okay, so Piccolo... I'm literally looking at the Dragon Ball fandom wiki summary of this saga to get the events in order. We have it right so far. Yeah, so Piccolo beats the shit out of Frieza. Frieza transforms. He turns into a Xenomorph. It's very unpleasant.
Piccolo beats him with the, like, fury of a race behind him,
which is great.
It's good, yeah. Because, look, Frieza is, like, very much Space Hitler, like, at this point. Like, he is, like, genocidal, here to, like, eliminate Namekians, like, point blank.
Piccolo and Dende, at this point, are, I mean, I guess Nail, also, if we count that, are, like, the last... And Kami, but that's sort of a weird situation.
Yeah.
They're, like, the last Namekians, presumably in the universe.
Yeah.
At this point. Everybody else has died. Vegeta, Gohan, and Goku are the last Saiyans in the universe, presumably.
Yeah. We got some...
Freeze has got some fucking blood on his hands, man.
Which, do we know at this point, Frieza killed... Planet Vegeta, or destroyed Planet Vegeta
a very long time ago.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like Frieza is responsible for nearly two races, two species deaths.
Yeah.
So he's that kind of fucking guy.
But yeah, he transforms. He's a lot stronger. He's
awful.
He's a terrible, I hate the sight of him.
His head elongates.
Yep.
Into like a xenomorph type thing. His voice is still extremely bad. He's just bad.
And he beats the shit out of Piccolo, and we hate to see it.
Yeah.
He
wasn't kidding, though. He is a lot stronger.
And Vegeta sees Krillin come back, and Dende, and he's like, great idea at this moment.
Big brain
which
Vegeta.
Is, like, I have to give credit to him. Listen, we don't talk about Vegeta. Vegeta was, this is the worst fucking shit in the world. Vegeta's part in this, like, phase of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Vegeta,
shameful.
I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit. Vegeta doesn't stick around very long in this fight against Frieza.
He really just kind of shits himself in the big moment.
Yeah, like, way to go, Vegeta, you fucking bum-ass piece of shit.
God.
He just stands, he is undeniably, I think, stronger than Krillin and Gohan, and maybe Piccolo.
100%.
Not sure about Piccolo.
Piccolo is debatable. But certainly Krillin and Gohan.
And he just...
Well, maybe not Gohan. But Gohan can't use his power.
Gohan fluctuates.
Yeah.
In his sort of abilities.
I would agree.
Vegeta is a relative constant high level.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do shit. He just is standing there in awe at how fucking scary Frieza is. And like, my guy, do you want to kill Frieza or not?
This
you didn't
what?
Get your wish with the Dragon Balls. That's like
boo-hoo.
Too bad for that.
Go fucking cry about it. We're here to save the universe, and you are floating up there telling Gohan, no, Gohan, he's too powerful. Like, bitch, at least he wants to do fucking anything.
Yeah, Vegeta is the worst. He's, like, not even a good cheerleader because he just wants to, like, leave. He doesn't even offer an alternative plan. Like, what, like, Vegeta,
well,
disappointed.
It's Dragon Ball. If there's a fight happening, there's going to be people watching, not participating. I get that. But come on, Vegeta.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Your entire motivation in this saga is to get revenge on Frieza. And he doesn't even bother at this point.
No.
It's awful.
But credit where credit is due. The idea he comes up with, the plan to get stronger,
kicks ass.
Is enormous brain level. He's like Krillin. I'm gonna need you to fucking beat the hell out of me, and Dende can heal me up, and I'll be stronger. Because,
yeah.
As we all know, Saiyans are Dark Souls protagonists.
Yes.
They get stronger by receiving punishment.
Yeah.
Krillin's like, I don't know about that one, Chief. I don't, which is kind of weird because, you know, Krillin was an inch away from killing Vegeta not 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. Maybe Krillin's had a change of heart since then. Vegeta certainly doesn't seem to.
But Vegeta is like, I need you to beat the hell out of me, and I'm going to get off on it. And Krillin is hesitant, but ultimately blasts him with a fucking laser.
Yeah.
And it's kind
where
of awesome.
Where was that, Krillin?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think part of that is that Vegeta was not defending at all.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Vegeta gets fucking aced by Krillin. And he's like, he's basically dying at this point, which is awesome. And he's like, Dende, heal me. And Dende's like, I can't because you're not pure of heart.
And it's like, and I'm
and
like,
he's like,
fuck yeah, Dende.
Vegeta's like, what? And I thought, I straight up thought like, oh my god, Vegeta's going to fucking die because of his, because
he's a fucking dick.
Because he thought too much about this shit and he was doing too much thinking and not enough acting. And he... ate shit because of it, which would have been so fucking awesome, and it's great to see it happen here. But then Dende goes away, and Krillin, I think, is like, hey, Dende, did you heal Vegeta? He's like, no.
No, I want that rat to die.
Yeah, he's like, and Krillin, I mean, like, understandable, Dende. I get it.
No, I get it. Vegeta is a massive, just douchebag.
He killed an entire village
yeah.
on this planet.
You don't have to...
Nobody wants him to, like, be alive, but he's definitely your best shot at this point. And they basically convince Dende of that fact, and Dende reluctantly goes back and heals him up.
Yeah. So now Vegeta is convinced he's a Super Saiyan. and that is that he has enough power to defeat Frieza, basically. And what forces Frieza to change into his final form? It's not Goku. Goku doesn't come yet.
Let me see. Let me read the wiki. Gohan launches a Wild Rush Blaster. Okay. Piccolo saves Gohan. Frieza realizes Gohan is a Saiyan. Okay. This third transformation lasted all of, like, one episode.
Literally, I think one episode, thankfully.
Thank God.
I hate looking at it.
Yeah. I hate hearing it.
Take it off of the screen.
And because I guess Frieza's like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I'm going to turn final form. And this is the...
drum roll.
I mean, this is not even technically final form Frieza, but... if you want to get very pedantic about transformations in the Dragon Ball universe. Okay. But...
He does it. That lad... He becomes the image that we all wanted him to be, and that I myself was like, when the fuck is he gonna look like this?
Yeah,
he becomes round Frieza.
Yeah, we love the orbs in his head.
Yeah, big round head,
working at the library.
No genitals.
White
big
and
long
purple.
Tail, white and purple. He's the Frieza that you know. When you picture Frieza, you're picturing this Frieza, and it's kind of awesome whenever he shows up, because it's this big, dramatic, like, transformation, and in classic, like, Dark Souls shit, that, like, the most terrifying thing is a, like, normal-sized opponent.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck yeah, here we go, the fight has not just begun.
It's a very cool sequence where it, like, it looks like his body is, like, cracking open, and, like, the real Frieza is, like, coming out from underneath it. It's cool as hell. So, Frieza's here.
And Vegeta thinks he can take him on.
Well, first, Frieza is standing up there all menacingly, and Piccolo, Krillin, Gohan, and Vegeta, and Dende are hanging out, and they're like, uh-oh, this can't be good. Last form of Frieza was, like, quite a lot to handle. And Frieza holds up a finger, it goes bang, like Spike's bugle, and fucking, we get the coolest, like, shots, of, like, the most cinematic shit of this, like, episode, of this sort of short pre-Goku arc, as, like, we see this, like, laser travel, like, so, like, faster than, like, anybody's perception as it fucking... nukes Dende and kills that kid dead.
Just blows him the fuck up before anybody even realizes what's happening.
Yeah, because Frieza was paying attention to that shit as well. I mean, Krillin was, like, fighting and stuff, so he saw that, like, oh, he ain't dead.
Which was extremely bad.
Yeah, not feeling good about that one at all.
Awful. And the amount of times they showed his, like, small child lifeless body, it was a lot.
Not good.
Dende was our boy. And there he was, just getting fucking ragdolled.
Yeah. Vegeta, it sucked. Vegeta, at this point, is like... He thinks that... Again, Zach said earlier, he thinks that he's Super Saiyan now. Yeah, like, he thinks that he's received enough punishment that he can now exceed the threshold and become Super Saiyan. And he is fully bought into this idea, and he lets Frieza know it.
Yeah, so he charges up.
Yeah.
And
it seems like, and Frieza, for a second, is like, uh-oh. Like,
he's like, oh, shit. Because, so, Frieza believes that Super Saiyans are, like, a myth, basically.
I mean, like, because nobody...
Because there's never been one.
Yeah.
Essentially. At least documented. Because he wiped out all the Saiyans. If a Super Saiyan were to exist, it would pose a challenge to Frieza.
Super Saiyans are, like, theoretically, like... an existential threat to, like, any sort of single being's, like, power over the universe, Frieza included, because, like, they're only gonna keep getting stronger, and, like, if they reach such a point that they, you know, there will never be a cap to their ceiling to their potential ability, which, you know, one might say is maybe a central problem of this series, narratively speaking.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
No, we'll get
that's,
there.
That's a later concern, I think.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that right now.
But Vegeta thinks that he's Super Saiyan, and we all know he's not, because he's still got black hair.
Yeah, so he's charging up for like a few minutes, and
he goes.
Nothing happens.
He comes at Frieza with full of piss and vinegar,
mm-hmm.
throwing out attacks at him. And Frieza's like, "That's cute," and he
chokes
him
with his tail.
Yeah,
and then just starts like punching him in the back.
Yeah,
like repeatedly. It's pretty like, honestly,
like,
awful.
Goddamn, fucking. Way up on him. Stop.
And Frieza. Now at this point, like, Goku is out, right?
Goku breaks out, and he's apparently healed up enough to his satisfaction at this point. And he busts out Frieza's ship and flies off and lands nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So Vegeta's getting the work. Frieza has not met Goku yet.
No, he does not know who Goku is. Which is pretty good for us, for the good guys. But so Vegeta's getting his back broken in extremely like humiliating fashion. Whenever
it really is,
and then Goku arrives, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Him and Frieza just like throws down Vegeta.
Yeah,
and Vegeta
is a broken mass.
Vegeta is broken, but goddamn, is he still talking shit?
He will never stop.
I will never walk off. No, absolutely. He's like gassing up Goku. He's like, "Oh, you thought I may not have been Super Saiyan, but this guy, he's the real deal." And Frieza's like, "I've had enough of your fucking shit. Shut the hell up." Zap, shoots a laser through his fucking chest and kills him.
Yeah. Before Vegeta dies, he gives a monologue, though.
He does. And God, Lord help me if I was not moved.
Yeah. Me had to take a fucking smoke break after this. Vegeta basically explains to Goku that, in his own terms, that, like, listen, Goku, I know I'm bad. Like, I know I'm a bad Saiyan. I know I'm a threat, and that you have no right to, like, have any kindness towards me, basically. Like, I know, like, I've done horrible things, but I've done horrible things because I've been under the thumb of Frieza for, like, my whole life. He killed my father, he killed all the Saiyans, kept me and Nappa, and I guess Raditz, too, as well, hostage on his ship, doing... We, like, did what he asked us to, went to planets, destroyed civilizations that he asked us to, and, like, and I know it's bad, but Frieza is why I am who I am,
yeah.
Basically.
He's essentially saying that, like, I have never known anything different from evil.
Yeah.
And evil actions, and it's like, damn.
It's like, oh,
that
shit.
That makes a lot of sense, and it's also like, shit, Vegeta.
Damn.
Now I feel bad for you, man.
Yeah, really. You really...
That sucks.
It's a very quick turn there.
Yeah. And then he dies, and Goku gives him... Goku buries his body.
Yeah.
And Frieza just lets him do it.
Yeah. He's like, all right, whatever.
And then it's time for the real
fight. And here we go.
Yeah. This is what we've been waiting for 70 fucking episodes.
We get Goku versus Frieza. And it's good.
It's very good.
It starts very good.
They are beating the hell out of each other.
They're Goku, very evenly matched.
They're very evenly matched. Goku starts out with the upper hand. Frieza pulls some shit out. Frieza does some shit where he's like... Frieza...
His tail is such a, like, bitch.
It sure is.
Early on.
Dude, he's like...
Goku has no answer for the tail.
I'll fight you with like, my arms behind my back or some shit.
No, that's later on.
Oh, is it weapons... What is, like, the first phase of this fight?
I think it was just generally, like, you know, them blasting each other and shit like that. Like, a pretty standard one. But Frieza, like, makes it well known in his never-ending, like, gloating that, like, I'm barely using any power. Like, I'm using, like, 1% of my full power right now. And going toe-to-toe with Goku. So we're like, oh, God, this motherfucker went on. Shut up, dude. But also, it's like...
He's probably telling the truth about that, but
no,
still,
yeah, he
it's
is.
Like shut the fuck up.
Throughout the fight, like, he has to, like... He just unlocks more of his power, basically. But, yeah, it's like... Goddamn. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, Jesus. But Goku's going... They're going toe-to-toe. Blowing shit up on Namek. The planet has a bit of a rough time.
Yeah. over pour the course one out of this for Namek here. it's only getting worse.
Piccolo, Gohan, and Kuririn don't really have any involvement in the early stages of the fight.
They are
just
spectators at this point.
Which, like, makes sense. Like, what are they going
to
do?
I think, to the point about Namek, one thing that I really like that happens with this phase of the fight is how clearly the scale changes, essentially. Like, whenever we were fighting second form Frieza, and, like, Gohan was, like, busting his ass up, then it's like, okay, we're relatively localized in, like, specific areas. But when Goku and Frieza start going at it, then it's like, oh, we are covering these big swaths of area, and destruction is occurring at, like, a degree that was not happening previously, which I feel like is, like, a good sort of environmental way to, like, signify the changing, like, scale and stakes of the story.
Also, this is just a very quick side note of something going on concurrently, which, like, we don't have to mention at all, is King Kai is...
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about Ginyu.
Oh, no. We can mention that briefly, but King Kai is, like, observing this fight from his little, like, planet with Tien, Chiaotzu, and Yamcha. They don't really serve any purpose.
No.
They're basically don't. Just like...
King Kai is a downer through the whole fucking time.
He's like,
time.
Oh, Goku is...
He's no match.
He's no match. I've never seen power like this in Frieza. And Yamcha's like...
Like, even to the very...
Is he freaking dead, bro? And Tien's like, ah, we must believe in Goku. And Chiaotzu is a ghost baby. and then Ginyu Force shows up there.
They get sent to hell.
Yeah, they get sent down to hell, like, literally. It's a basically completely meaningless,
story. I don't know if there was ever a time where King Kai came on screen and he was not being just completely, like, a complete bummer about all of this.
Yeah.
Even when Goku is decisively winning, he's like, Goku's got the upper hand, but it's no use, because Namek's gonna be destroyed. So shut the fuck up, like...
Bitch, changing the channel. Like, the fuck?
Like, it's over. Oh, God.
So, yeah. And there's also the Ginyu thing, where...
But King Kai does rule, we should say.
Bulma is off doing her own shit on Namek. I don't know why.
Frogs.
I don't know why they gave her any fucking...
I don't know either.
Anything to do at this time. So during, like, the first stages of Goku versus Frieza, then, like, Bulma's doing her own shit, and she comes around, like, a bunch of frogs, which, if you remember, Ginyu is transformed into a frog, and she...
Or he swaps bodies with
a frog. Swaps body with...
Ginyu body is still hopping around somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is good. If we see that later, which is very good.
And this, right, it's back on Earth.
Yeah.
And this Ginyu frog... basically is trying to get the attention of Bulma, and Bulma notices it and is like, oh, you're cool. So she gives it, like, a voice caller thing that allows it to swap bodies with Bulma.
Well, it's like a translator.
Yeah.
Like a universal translator, even to frogs, I suppose.
Yeah, and with it, he says the magic words, I guess, that would have
changed
body.
Now. And swaps bodies with Bulma.
Yeah.
And sends her into the frog and smashes the voice recorder.
So Bulma...
We basically get a replay of what happened at the end of the Ginyu fight, except with Bulma's body, and it's like, amusing to see Bulma speaking with Ginyu's voice and acting very, like, maniacally and stuff.
Like, because she returns to, like, Gohan and Krillin and Piccolo, and he's gonna, like, try and swap into Piccolo's body, which would be very bad news, but, like, Gohan throws Bulma frog in front of it.
Yeah.
So, okay, that happens.
Yeah, and alright, we're done with that now.
Moving on. Back to the fight.
So, yeah, Goku and Frieza, blow for blow, pretty evenly match.
Yeah.
Frieza, at some point, is like, I can beat you without even using my arms. And Goku's like, oh, yeah?
Prove it. And so he's just, like, kicking the shit out of him.
This is, like, a whole episode.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. He's just, like, kicking the shit out of Goku. Goku's, like...
Using his tail.
Goku's... Like, he gains the upper hand at some point, because, like, he starts, like, wailing on this dude, right? And we're like, oh, shit, like, fuck him up, Goku. And then Frieza has to, like, punch him. And he's like, ha, guess you lost your bet, huh?
Yeah.
And Frieza says something fucking snarky and shitty, I'm sure.
There's, like, a lot of this fight feels like foreplay.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost
that's flirty. That's just Dragon Ball.
It is basically just Dragon Ball, but it's, like, almost flirty, but, like, more in the sense that, like, this is, like, this is, like, the warm-up.
Yeah.
Right? They are not, they're,
yeah,
this is, like, Goku and Frieza are just, like, fucking around here, essentially.
It's, like okay, I know
they're not gonna kill each other yet.
Like, as a viewer, it's like, okay, I know, like, Goku fights Frieza for, like, literally 20 episodes or something like that. And this is only, like, episode, like, 6.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens? But it's totally...
Quite a bit happens.
It totally is just, like, warming up. Like, Frieza's doing, like, dumb bullshit, like, mind games of, like, oh, I could beat you with no hands. And, like, Goku's having to, like... I mean, Goku's, like, fighting, but, like, he's still, like...
Yeah,
he still hasn't accessed his full power yet.
One thing we do learn, though, is that, which may be one of the only useful things that we get out of King Kai at this point, is that King Kai lets us know that Goku has been doing Kaioken times 10 this whole fucking time.
Yeah, which is bad news.
Because he has not been doing the damage that he theoretically should be.
Yeah, if you remember, Kaioken is like a jacked up like power level for Goku that he used to great effect against Vegeta.
It's basically overclocking your PC.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Basically. That's what Goku's doing with Kaioken.
Yeah. And he's been in that against Frieza, and it's really not doing anything.
Yeah.
Which is concerning, because it's like, oh, shit. Because, like, Frieza decidedly gains the upper hand here.
Yeah.
And he... There's a certain point where he, like, cracks the fucking, like... planet, right? And then Goku's standing on the other side, and there's like water jets like shooting up, and like Goku delivers cool this
show going on.
Goku delivers this very like inspirational like little like sort of like rally speech to Frieza. Do you not remember
what this? Does he say?
I mean I don't remember exactly, but it's like, as long as I have like my friends to fight for, you will never win, Frieza, and shit like that.
Is
like,
this different from when he the little speech he gives when he's Super Saiyan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, like, before he does the Spirit Bomb.
Okay.
And it's, like, fuck yeah, Goku. Like, Goku was definitely, like, losing up until that point. And then he gives this little, like, rally speech, and Frieza's like, huh, that was cute, pussy ass. And Goku's like, I'm just here to save my friends. And Frieza's like, I'm gonna fuck your mom, or whatever the fuck, Frieza... And it's very...
Frieza keeps calling him a monkey throughout all this, too.
Yeah.
Definitely a big racial component to this fight.
Yeah, there it kind of...
Which I feel like gets exacerbated as it goes on.
Yeah.
Which we can get into a little later. But Goku is like... Speaking of Spirit Bomb, Goku is like, this shit ain't working, fam. I gotta pull out the big guns.
Yeah, and he's like, I gotta do something.
Throws up the hands.
But the issue, yeah, for the Spirit Bomb, so he has to summon all life around him... that goes into this massive attack that he's like, okay, I'm not doing anything against this guy. Like, yeah, Frieza's got a few like scratches and bruises and shit, but like, if I'm gonna beat him, I need some fucking power, so I need to use the Spirit Bomb. But the issue is Namek doesn't really have much life left on it, so he has to exert a lot more energy and time collecting the life force from the surrounding like solar system. Yeah. So, in order for that to be the case, he needs time. And Frieza just basically spends, like, an episode just,
Frieza
like, laughing at him.
Frieza gives him this time.
Yeah.
Almost entirely.
Yeah.
Before and then Piccolo shows up and gives him the rest, basically.
Once Frieza realizes, he's like, oh, shit, this guy's, like, he's actually just charging up something. He's not just, like, standing there with his hands raised. Then, like, Piccolo jumps into action and is like, give me your power, Krillin and Gohan. And they do. They give him the last of his power, which is, like, what he needs to, like, not immediately just get killed by Frieza. I mean, he still gets, like, his ass beat by Frieza, make no mistake. But, like, he hops in there, buys Goku some time for him to finish the Spirit Bomb, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah. So Goku finishes it, throws it down.
Yeah.
Because...
Like, right before Frieza's about to hit him with, like, a planet-destroying attack, basically.
Yeah. And Frieza cannot stop the Spirit Bomb.
Yeah, he's trapped under it.
These awesome images of him just basically, like trying to, like, push it back, but it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's like a asteroid colliding with the fucking planet's surface.
Yeah.
And it hits and it blows up and fucking everything is looking good.
Yeah, everything is like, oh, shit, this might actually pan out.
They think that Frieza's dead.
Yeah, hey.
Who the hell would survive from that?
Yeah, this is looking all right. There's a big, like, hole in, like, the ocean they're at where, like, the water, like, is, like, draining down.
Yeah, the, like, ocean is, like, completely displaced.
Like, the environment has, like, is clearly, like, sort of damaged and, like, getting fucked up. And Gohan and Krillin and Piccolo are like, oh, my God, he fucking did it. Like, that's that crazy-ass saying. There's the new kid, and Goku emerges and is like, heck yeah, guys. I hit him with the spirit bomb.
That was fun.
Yeah. I did the old quarter circle back R1.
That's right.
And it worked. And I didn't even need a knockdown to do it. This is a very... You will not understand. Nobody will understand this. And now, look, we've been watching Dragon Ball for, like, 90 episodes at this point.
We've been watching Dragon Ball for
much more than that. We've been watching Dragon Ball Z for that much. So, add on the entire original series. We know how this goes.
The shit ain't over.
This isn't very, over.
Not necessarily... I mean, like, if we think back to The Fallen, one of our favorite episodes of the original series.
God.
That just had, like, that... had the end of the fight with Tien.
Yeah.
The end of the tournament. And then just had, like, a very fucking weird vibe to it.
Yep. Extremely strange.
I don't think the vibe here is the same.
It's like, we know, I feel like viewers have to know, they're like, this isn't
we
over.
We know.
Yeah.
But.
Goku, Gohan, Krillin, Piccolo, hell, Bulma, they are like, shit. He just hit Frieza with...
King Kai is like that, too.
King Kai, yeah. King Kai's like, he hit Frieza with the spirit bomb. And we are...
It's carbon fucking voice.
It's kind of...
It kind of is.
But they're like, holy shit, Goku just hit Frieza with the spirit bomb. Like, the most powerful attack he has. Like, if this doesn't do it, like there's no way Frieza's coming back from this.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. Okay.
All right, sis.
Come on now.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah. And, well, guess what? We're right. Frieza is here.
Frieza's standing all fucking menacing and shit.
He's pissed.
On a rock. And he... And everybody looks up and they're like, oh. Uh-oh. And he fucking points his finger at Goku and shoots a laser at him. And Piccolo takes the bullet. He pushes Goku out of the
way and
gets shot through the fucking chest.
Yep.
And might... You know,
it looks like he's like about to die.
It looks like he got just fucking got right there.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, and it's like, uh-oh. And then Frieza is like, not taking any breaks yet.
Like, I'm not done yet.
He's like, which one of you are going to kill next? What about you? And for some reason, picks out Krillin again.
So he motions his hand.
He fucking force grabs him.
Yeah, some invisible force grabs Krillin. And Krillin's, like, screaming. And he's
Krillin's like, ah!
Just thrust high into the air. And he goes, what does he say? Like, when he's being, like...
I don't remember.
Pulled into the sky.
Help me!
And he's, like, screaming out. And then he fucking, like, explodes.
Yeah. We see, like, a very brief... several frames of his body, like...
Expanding.
Yeah. And then he explodes. And Goku and Gohan are, like... Oh my god. Well, that's the initial reaction. The real reaction, though, is suddenly, what's all this lightning doing in the sky? And Goku is, like, fucking pissed as hell. Like,
this man has never been this angry.
No, absolutely not.
Hell, the first time Krillin died, he wasn't even this pissed off.
Yeah.
This is a new Goku we're seeing. This is an angry, frightening Goku.
Yeah, this is now like, oh, I don't just want to like fight you. I want to kill you.
Yeah, this is actually the first fight I can recall where Goku makes any sort of like threat on the opponent's life. Like, obviously he killed King Piccolo, but I don't remember him like wanting to kill King Piccolo. Like, I think that was something that just more or less happened. Whereas in this one, like, he's, like, Frieza, like, I want you to die.
Yeah, I am going to kill you.
And it's like, holy shit. Like, this is a different Goku.
Gohan is essentially in shock. Frieza is watching this happen, watching Goku boil over. Everybody in the afterlife is like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And Goku, and then he just fucking pops it.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan time, yep. Baby.
The blonde hair. The hair goes up. Oh, and the hair, like, starts going up, and it's like, oh,
it,
my God.
It flickers a little bit.
Oh, my God. This is happening. The eyes go blue.
And he just screams, and we're there, baby.
And then he very sternly tells Gohan to take Piccolo and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Gohan is like, but daddy, Goku is like,
Gohan,
you're gonna listen to me, you're gonna go home.
Yeah, so, because
Piccolo... Do not argue with me, Gohan. Like, full fucking dad mode comes out, like, very pissed off dad mode comes out for Goku right now. And it's like, this is such a character that we have not seen before.
Yeah,
ever.
And it's
so exciting.
It's like, thrilling, because Piccolo is not dead yet. Krillin, as we will see multiple times throughout this fight in various, like, flashbacks,
is dead.
He is dead. That man, like, actually exploded in the sky. Piccolo is not dead, but clinging to life.
Very good aside with Kami. where I think King Kai talks to Kami. He's like, Kami, are you still there? And he's like, how are you feeling? He's like, oh, well, I have a little indigestion. Other than that, I feel fine. And he's like, why? What's going on? He's like, oh, so that means Piccolo is still not dead yet. And he's like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm still here.
That's pretty crucial. Because if Piccolo dies, then everything is fucked. Like,
yeah.
Everything is fucked. There would be no more Namekians in the universe. No more Dragon Balls. Like, everything.
Game over.
It's game over. So Gohan...
Piccolo really,
get
at this
Piccolo
point,
out of here.
Piccolo is, like, priority number one. He is the most valuable person here.
Yes. Without his survival, everything, nothing else really matters.
But yeah, Gohan takes him away, and really, from this point, then Goku, like, the fight's over. Goku is victorious. Frieza absolutely cannot handle this man. And
he makes it a show though.
He like tries his damnedest, but like for the next like 10 episodes, then he is just being outclassed every fucking which way from Sunday.
He enters his quote unquote final form, which is just like jacked up final form.
He
Frieza
flexes,
yeah,
real big,
very muscular, strong, and thick.
100% power usage.
Yeah, so but that's what he needs in order to be even competitive with Super Saiyan Goku.
Yeah, and even then, he really isn't.
He makes the last-ditch effort of, I'm, like, gonna just fucking destroy this planet.
Yeah.
Like, so he sends,
like, take his ball and go home.
Yeah, so he sends this massive, like, energy attack into, like, the planet, which basically starts a countdown clock of 5 minutes or 10 episodes, maybe 12 episodes. 5 minutes takes a long time on,
yeah, I mean, like, these, like, I get it, like, these people are fucking moving it faster than we can think.
Sure,
who fucking care? Like, I'm not gonna be
Look, yeah,
I'm not
I
gonna
don't...
be caught up on the pedantic on the semantics of, like,
no, yeah, I'm not
chronology in Dragon Ball, but like, it's just, it's kind of very silly, like, after 7 episodes and they're like, there's 2 minutes before Namek's destruction.
Yeah,
it's like, okay,
there's like been 1 minute for like 4 episodes.
Yeah,
it's like, this is very goofy, but like, that's basically Frieza's last ditch effort, is like, well, like, I am getting overpowered by Super Saiyan Goku, and Super Saiyan Goku is beating his ass. Like, I mean, they're still having some back and forth, but, like, Super Saiyan Goku is faster, stronger, more powerful. Like, whoa. There is nothing, really, that Frieza can do. Like, he just kind of has to hang in there. Like, that becomes a strategy, is, like, hang on until the planet literally explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... because Frieza can breathe in space is, like, his last, like, sort of trump card is, like, if this planet blows up, I'm gonna be fine because I can survive out there, but Saiyans need oxygen.
Forget about the, you know, being on an exploding planet and all, but, like...
Well, I mean, okay, would you doubt that he can survive that?
Like, I'm not convinced he's actually dead.
Oh, yeah, me neither, actually. But that becomes the strategy, and that basically becomes the fight. Is like, can Goku, like,
can he finish?
Can he
finish Master Chief finish the fight?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Can he finish off Frieza, and can Gohan get off the planet in the time it takes for this place to explode?
Yeah, it is an interesting change of moving from, like, oh, can he beat him? Because, like, yeah, he fucking can.
Yeah.
But
there's no doubt about that.
To, like, how fast, to a question of the time it takes.
Yeah.
And Goku, for what it's worth,
there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah. Goku, it does not seem to be in a terribly great hurry to kill Frieza.
No, and that's something that, like, we still aren't sure of. Like, I think, okay, well, we'll get to that, actually. So, Gohan gets Piccolo to the spaceship. He needs to fly out for Bulma.
Because Bulma's still here.
Because Bulma's still here. yeah, like, okay.
We are glib about Bulma and her contributions to this story, but, like, how fucked up would it be if somebody killed Bulma?
It would be shocking.
It would be extremely fucked up.
Jarring.
And I would hate it.
But, so, while this is happening, Mr. Popo on Earth has been gathering the Earth Dragon Balls. See, there's a lot of things going on here.
Yes.
Gohan's doing a little scavenger hunt for his posse. Goku's fighting Frieza. Mr. Popo's hunting the Dragon Balls. Kami has his scheme, like, figured out that he's going to communicate with King Kai. So Mr. Popo gathers the 7 Dragon Balls, summons Shenlong. And what is their first wish?
The first wish, well, first of all,
brings back
King Kai figures out the red tape. He's like, okay, so what can the Dragon Balls do?
Yeah.
Can they bring a bunch of people back to life? And it's like,
right.
Sure. Like, depending on the powers of the dragon, then, like, yeah, they could. And it's like, okay, who, like, if I say everybody killed by so-and-so, could they do that? And it's like, yeah. It's like, if this person died, what is the example he says? He's like, if someone's mother dies of grief over her son being killed by X, and I say, bring back everybody killed by X, indirectly, would the mother be brought back? And Kami's like, fucking man, like, I don't know.
He's like, I gotta think about that one. Basically, King Kai wants to know if indirect casualties of a person can be brought back by bringing back those killed by that person.
Because he wants to bring back Guru.
Yeah. That's his...
Who died of grief at the
half-court heave.
Yeah.
Is use the Earth Dragon Balls and the one wish granted from those to bring back the Namekians killed by Frieza.
Not just Namekians. Everybody.
Bring back everybody killed by Frieza. Which would include Guru, because Guru died of heartbreak
when the Namekians being killed.
He died of grief, of heartbreak. It would bring back Dende. It would bring back Vegeta. Mm-hmm. It would bring back Krillin.
It would also bring back the Dragon Balls.
It would bring back the Dragon Balls because Guru, the Namekian Dragon Balls, because Guru would be back. So Kame wishes that shit, and it works. So now we have one more wish with Purunga.
Yes.
On Namek. And Dende's back, so he can wish it.
And hold on 1 second. You said that it would bring back Krillin.
Yeah.
It doesn't bring back Krillin yet.
Does it not?
No, they have to wish Krillin back to life after this stuff is all situated back on Earth.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I thought Krillin came back on Earth.
No, he did come back on Earth. But, like, he was not, for some reason.
Oh, yeah, at Capsule Corp.
Yeah.
It should have brought back Krillin.
Yeah, it should have.
I guess it didn't.
Weird, okay.
Yeah, that is weird.
Literally not anything that I thought, like, this is, like, the first time that I, ever actually thought about that. Kind of an odd oversight, but
yeah.
Theoretically it should have brought back Krillin because he was killed by Frieza.
Yeah, but it brings back Guru, which brings back Purunga, which brings back the final wish Purunga has. Dende is there to make that wish. How does he communicate with them?
Guru. Because I think Guru can speak to the Namekians. And King Kai can
speak to like anybody.
Yeah.
So King Kai tells Guru, like, listen, use this last wish to bring everybody from Namek minus Frieza to Earth. And then Goku interrupts.
Yeah.
While fighting Frieza.
Yeah.
He's on another level. Yeah, he's like, no. Bring everybody back to Earth except me and Frieza. Because
I'm gonna finish this.
And King Kai's like, you're a fucking madman, Goku. But Guru's like, you know what? Like, let's just do it. Like, we gotta get this going. Like, this plan is blowing up. Like, come on, chop chop. So Dende makes that wish, takes them all back to Earth.
Well,
there's a very funny thing with Vegeta.
There's a couple great scenes here. One, Vegeta back to life. He rises from the grave, arm shot out like Carrie. Like,
you couldn't kill me.
You bitch, you thought I was dead. Make sure next time.
Better not miss Frieza.
And so he's hyped up. He's like, oh, I can definitely fight Frieza now. And so he like basically flies out to fucking Goku and Frieza and is like, let me get in on this. And then he blinks out to Earth.
He disappears like right before he's about to do some shit, wild shit.
But before that, then when Dende's making the wish, Frieza sees Purunga back and he's like, oh, now's my chance. He flies straight over there and Goku can't stop him in time. But he gets to the dragon and yells at the dragon and is like, give me eternal life. And the dragon is like, did you hear that? And Dende says, like, tells him to send everybody back to Earth in Namekian, which Frieza does not know. And dragon's like, got it, kid. And Frieza gets just fucked on that one.
Great.
Fantastic stuff.
So everybody, Gohan, Bulma, Vegeta, Piccolo, all the Namekians, Guru, Dende, are all taken back to Earth, where they are safe. And it's just Goku and Frieza now, and just pure, like, fighting. Like, there's no other storylines going on right now. It's just this shit.
Shit with Vegeta on Earth, where he's like, implying that he's gonna try and fucking take over the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, like, okay. He's gonna... Because he thinks, oh, like, when they both blow up, I'll be the strongest fighter in the universe.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you're not wrong, but
it's like, easy we now. Can save it. And he also just, like, starts bragging to, like... Because, like, the Namekians are like, wait, where's everybody from this village? And Vegeta's like, ha, I killed him. That wasn't Frieza, that was me.
But in that same episode, he also beats the hell out of Gohan, which I'm thinking that whole episode is just, like, retconned from Vegeta's, like, perspective.
Because the very next episode, then, everybody's, like, chill with Vegeta.
And, like, he's like, extremely, like, fraternal with, like, Gohan, and, like, not at all, like, Gohan is clearly been, like, just beaten to hell by him.
Yeah.
So, very strange. So,
I think that fight is anime only. Yeah, Gohan versus Vegeta.
Really?
Anime only.
That's so funny.
Made zero effort to try and, like, reconcile that with the text, but that's fine. We're gonna have ourselves. Now it's Goku and Frieza. And Goku is kicking his ass.
And Namek
up
is,
and down the planet.
Is falling apart. There is just lava.
Oh, it's
like,
the apocalypse.
Spewing out. Earth is just, like, crumbling away.
Frieza, this is where most of the, like, weird racial stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Frieza is just talking his shit about how Goku is, like, a monkey.
Yeah.
And how
he's, like,
can't stand up to Frieza, who is, like, some, like, real, like, Frieza supremacist type stuff. Which makes it very satisfying to see his shit get kicked in.
Yeah. And Goku just is unfazed because he is just beating the piss out of him. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, Frieza really just has no answer for him. Like, Super Saiyan Goku is overpowering Frieza in every aspect of the game right now. Offense, defense, special teams. Like we said, the only real, like, out that Frieza has is this planet blows up and Goku dies with it.
Yeah.
And Goku
kicks his ass to the point that he's like, you're not even worth fighting anymore.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
That was maybe more satisfying than if Goku just straight up, like, murdered him. Was like, you have no pride left. Like, I've destroyed who I've destroyed your energy is like decreasing by the second, Frieza. There's no point to this anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And Frieza's like, what?
Like, bull fucking shit.
What the fuck did you say to me?
And which is fucking awesome, because it's like, fuck this asshole, man.
And so his like last ditch big brain plan is to fucking throw a Destructo disc at him, which like, okay, good plan, Frieza.
Good idea. Like, it like scratches Goku on the cheek or whatever.
Goku's like, the fuck did you just do to me? So like, do I need to come back there?
And well, he does, because this disc like tracks with Goku, so he just sort of is like flying around as the planet's like destroying itself. And Frieza's like still talking that like mad like racist shit, like calling him like, you monkey, you can never defeat me. Like, it's desperate. Reeks of desperation.
Everybody in the show, I said this earlier, but everybody in the show is just chronically ill with talking shit.
Yeah.
They do not know how to stop. They cannot stop if they wanted to.
And Frieza is
Frieza
prime example.
Frieza will be talking is go still talking shit when he is half with the body. It is insane.
So yeah, Goku flies around, and Frieza's like, ha, you think you're just gonna, like, pull up at the last second, and my disc is gonna, like, kill me, right? And then, like, that's basically what Goku does. But it doesn't work. I forget what Frieza does.
So Frieza, like, dodges, and then he makes another disc.
Yeah, he throws two, and it's like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Time to do the same fucking strategy as before.
And except this time...
Some shit happens. I don't remember exactly how, why this works now.
Doesn't he teleport?
Frieza?
No, Goku.
No, because Goku is, like, farther away from him. He's like, Frieza, behind you!
Yeah.
And Frieza can't react fast enough, and the disc comes and fucking slices him in half.
Well, yeah, I think he was talking shit, is why. Like,
probably.
Because Goku, like, flew, like, really far away from them. They were cutting chunks of, like, to earth up and like rocks and shit like that, and then like Goku like flew back, and Frieza's like talking mad shit once again, but the discs are still following Goku, and he forgets about it, and the discs like,
I mean, I forgot about it as
yeah
well
me too
point,
whenever
they were like off screen for like quite a long time.
Yeah, whenever Goku goes, Frieza, behind you, then like I like
which,
lost my mind a little bit.
Yeah, no, when he got cut in half, I like screamed. I was like, oh my god.
Like, Frieza is literally, like, cut in half by one of his own discs, his upper body, and one arm is, like, left intact.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I mean, first of all, like, Goku trying to give him the heads up on that is interesting. Like, it's, I think it fits in his character, which is frustrating.
Well, yeah, because...
frustratingly misguided. Goku, again, just only in it for the fights.
Right, because, like, right after this happens, or, like, very soon, shortly after this happens, then, like, Frieza's just, like, bleeding out, basically, on the ground. And Goku, like, walks up to him as, like, planets blowing up around them. And he, like, gets his last words in, basically, right? Because it's like, he's gonna fucking die. And then Goku gives him, like, a little bit of his energy.
Well, this is when he's just, like, a torso.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's, like after Frieza's been cut in half. Like, Goku, like, walks up, gives him a little bit of his energy, because he's like, nobody deserves to die like that.
Yeah.
And it's like...
he flies away, and then...
me, I'm like, oh, Goku.
I'm like, man. Like,
you gotta learn. Now, I will say, this...
upstanding character, but maybe we can choose our better moments for this kind of action.
I will say that this had a very satisfying end result, though.
Well, and then, yeah, Frieza's just fucking floating there, half a body.
And he's still talking
shit. He will not shut the fuck up. And Goku's like, I've had enough of you, I'm out of here. Flies away, and Frieza's like, don't you turn your back on me, don't you fucking leave me, and shoots a fucking laser at him, which is like, what the fuck you think you're gonna do with this? Like, maybe catch him off guard, but like, you're half a Frieza with, like, a little energy, and that's Super Saiyan Goku. Like, let's get this shit, like, checked, okay?
Yeah.
And Goku turns around and fucking shoots a laser back, and he's like, fuck this, and fucking powers it through.
Frieza, die!
Yeah.
And he, like, blasts the shit out of Frieza.
Yeah.
And we see him, like, in the explosion. Beam, like...
It looks like he might be dead.
Yeah.
From there. King Kai seems to think that he's dead, but he also thought he was dead when the spirit bomb hit, so...
So, what Goku...
We don't see the body, is, like, the main point of contention.
We don't see the body.
We don't see him get, like, disintegrated.
Look, I think that was a... I am glad that that happened. Like, Frieza, say what you will about Goku's, like, endless patience for his, like, opponents, and for a person like Frieza, who is just basically fascist, like, it's like, Goku, let the man fucking, like, come on.
Just kill him.
Let him die. Like, there's no need to honor him or anything like that. And I get how that's frustrating, but seeing Goku, like, seeing Frieza, like, even in, like, half his form, like, half a body, extremely weak, and, like, but still, like,
it's so pissy gratifying.
And still, like, pissed off and, like, hateable, like, it's pushes great. Goku past the point of where he wants to honor his opponents.
Where he's just fucking done
with where Goku man. Says, like, you know what? Fuck you, like, and, like, fuck you, die, and, like, that was, like, very gratifying.
And, unfortunately, Namek is about to explode here.
Yeah.
So really, who won? Actually, we missed something, a very minor point, but, like, way earlier in this fight, Frieza does, like, the fucking, so much for the tolerant left type shit. Where he's just talking about, you know, Saiyans have killed a lot of people, too. It's, like, it's extremely funny. That's, like, right around when he starts to really get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
But...
He becomes a neocon.
Yeah.
So...
posting on Twitter nonstop.
Yeah. So Namek ultimately explodes.
Yeah.
Frieza wasn't kidding.
We're Namek, but I'm different.
Yeah. Goku... We don't see Goku get off the planet.
We see him try to get in some spaceships.
Yeah.
Frieza's ship. That
but...
falls into the lava.
Damn you, Frieza. Frieza's revenge.
The last thing we see is Goku, like, screaming, and then the planet explodes. Which, you might be, I'll forgive you for thinking that that may not be a overwhelmingly positive sort of end point for our hero, but... Yeah.
Rest assured, we get back to Earth, and then all the shit with, like, Vegeta and the Namekians happens, and Gohan,
We see Ginyu hopping around.
Yeah, which is very funny. Bulma is basically like, hey guys, like, if you need a place to stay, like, come to Capsule Corp, so... They all head over to Metro City West. This whole strange menagerie of people. And they... Oh, and actually, there's another, like, side story that we forgot to mention. But Chi-Chi, Roshi, Yajirobe, and Oolong were all, like...
And Puer
were, like, all planning to, like, fly to Namek during this, which would have been a very bad idea. They would have died instantly.
I literally thought they were going to, like, take off after everybody got wished back.
That would be really funny.
I mean, they wouldn't get there before it exploded, but, like...
No, yeah, but that'd still be funny.
It would be.
Because they were like, oh my god, like, they've been up there so long, like, we need to go rescue Gohan. It was basically Chi-Chi's thinking, not Goku, fuck my husband.
She hates Goku, I feel like.
Yeah.
Could not give a shit about what's going on with him.
But, I mean, basically, they couldn't get off the landing pad, which was dumb.
But whatever.
So they get there, and they all show up reunited.
Rocks, though.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Reunited at last. Gohan and Chi-Chi. The whole gang's together.
Chi-Chi immediately is like, well, fuck your dad, but you got school to do, kid. And he's like, all right, Mom.
And then, so time passes, and they collect the Dragon Balls again.
The Namekian Dragon Balls, because those traveled with Guru back to Earth.
That's right.
Yeah, so they gather those
up. And the Namekian year is shorter.
Yeah, it's like half as long.
Yeah.
Which is pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Not even half as long, it's like less than half as long.
Yeah, it's like 130 days.
Yeah.
Which is great, because... We got people to wish back.
Because Tien and Yamcha have been what, fucking waiting forever. And also, another thing we learned, everybody, I mean, like, that's why Krillin never came back, because the Earth Dragon Balls can only wish someone back to life once, and this is the second time Krillin has died.
That's right.
Okay, sorry, Toriyama. Plot hole erased.
Yeah, you thought of everything. So, Porunga, I'm different. Yeah. We are not the same.
Yeah.
He can bring back people as many times as he fucking wants.
Dende has, like, an offhand line. It's like, yeah, we do this all the time. Which, like, I feel like at a certain point, just let the dead lie.
Like, how long have you guys been alive? Some of you. So they summon Porunga. They get their three wishes. They
Guru
bring
dies.
Back Krillin. Oh, yeah, Guru does die.
Guru, like, actually dies.
Yeah,
this
he's
time.
Like,
he hands it off.
Giving this responsibility to, who's the other guy? Moly or something like that?
Something with an M.
Yeah, it's
Mori.
Mori. Yeah.
It's Mari.
He's a cool little, like, old Namekian.
He was the guy that stood up to Frieza and his goons way back when.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him.
Yeah.
The Namekian people in good hands.
But so, he's basically the new, like, grandmaster of the race. One responsible for the Dragon Balls, one responsible basically for their society.
Yeah.
So
they wish Krillin's spirit back to the Earth drop-off point.
Yeah.
Because they have to do that, or else if they wish Krillin back to life, he will be wished back to life.
To Namek.
To Namek, which does not exist.
Yeah.
So they do that, they bring Krillin back to their Earth station, and then they bring Krillin back to Earth, which works. Krillin's here. He's like,
he's loving it.
We love to see him.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Friend. They wish Goku back, and Goku and Porunga's like,
because they think he's dead. Yeah, so they say, because it's like, oh, well, shit. Like, Namek blew up. Like, Frieza and Goku are both dead. So they're like, let's wish Goku back to life. And Porunga's like, I can't do that. They're like, what the fuck? Like, because he's not dead.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? All right. I think I called that before it happened also. But, which is really interesting, because we don't know where Goku is the thing. And we won't know.
No.
Because then they wish...
I have no idea where Goku is.
Because then they're like, okay, well, if he's alive, like, let's wish him to Earth. So they're like, bring Goku to Earth. And he's like,
Goku says, nah,
I can't do that. And they're like, what the fuck, why? And he's like, because Goku doesn't want to come to Earth. Which is really interesting, because I think, like, that suggests that Goku is more powerful than Porunga at this point.
True.
Because otherwise, like he
could just
the dragons, like, their wishes come true if, as long as they have the power to make them come true. But if Goku is able to be like, nah, son, I'm staying here, then, like, he's obviously more powerful than Dragon.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Wonder where Goku is.
Yeah, we don't know.
What happened to him? I'm
just
sure that
avoiding
this is
his wife.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, that is literally a line that somebody makes, which is very funny. I think
he's somewhere training. I think that's all we can really say with any certainty.
Yeah.
But so for Vegeta's like, well, fuck this, I'm getting out of here too. So he like hijacks a spaceship to just go into space, I guess.
Yeah.
Not sure where he's going.
I think he's probably looking for Goku.
Yeah.
Good
luck, though. Like, space is infinite, guy.
Yeah. I don't know. So then they're like, okay, well, fucking, let's bring back Yamcha, I guess. So they bring back Yamcha, and he's like, whoa, I'm alive again.
Cha, Shaka.
Because Tien and Chiaotzu don't want one to go back without the other.
Oh,
which is very cute.
Very sweet.
Best friends.
So they wait another year.
Nope, another 130 days.
Or, yeah. Another Namekian year.
And wish back Tien, Chiaotzu, and then the Namekian people are like, alright, we've had enough of Earth. I'm tired of these people.
Yes, and their problems.
And so they
peace
out.
They like, hey, like, take us out of here, Porunga. We're gonna start our own rebuild society of our own.
On a different planet. And Gohan and Dende have a very tearful goodbye.
Aww. They
it's
like hold hands.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
That's extremely cute. And so, yeah. That's where we end.
And that's it.
Life is back to normal, it seems.
Until next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Now, I've been listening to All Systems Goku, which is a podcast from the past several years about, like, recapping Dragon Ball Z Kai. Some of the things that Kai does, I think, are interesting. We don't see any, like, Ginyu Force in the afterlife. But even like, the battle with Frieza is, like, expedited.
I'm sure.
Quite a bit.
I mean, there's multiple episodes in the battle that are, like, basically, you know, there's not terribly much happening in terms of, like, forward momentum.
But the way that Kai is edited, or in the way the podcast works, is that it is not a clean one-to-one thing with how we were watching the original Dragon Ball Z broadcasts and stuff. So I know a little bit of what happens next.
Do you? Okay.
And I'm very excited.
Okay.
Something see,
I have not been listening to this. By the way, this is a Giant Bomb podcast.
I'll say this. I've been lying about some things I know in this podcast.
Oh shit.
I will not.
How much further ahead are they?
I think like two episodes.
Like us.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just interested in like how
canonical episodes, I suppose.
In like what you are aware of in relation to like what I'm aware of.
I don't know how we would even go about answering that without spoiling each other.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm not asking that like on mic, and like don't tell me off mic either. But that's interesting because like I don't know. I have no idea. Like I mean I know like Garlic Jr.'s showing up in the next like saga. I don't know like what the next saga is, if it's we're going right into Cell or if there's gonna be like a little mini arc or what have you. Like I'm not sure. Hell, I don't even know if Frieza's dead. Like, I don't know where Goku is. I don't know where Vegeta's going. Like, there's kind of a weird amount of, like, uncertainty right now.
I'm excited.
I am, too.
Of what's coming.
Yeah. We'll pick up on that in the coming days. I'm sure we'll get back into it. Yeah.
So that's a summary done.
Yeah.
Do we have any other sort of thoughts about this stuff?
I think that was the best fight in the show.
I don't know if it's better than the Vegeta fight.
I think it is.
It feels like there is just a bit more filler.
Sure.
In this Frieza one, that I don't know if it added.
I think like
as much to it as it maybe like the pacing suffered, but
sure. I mean, the Vegeta one was a tight like 30 episodes. Oh, I mean, the, like the fight itself.
Yeah, no, the fight itself is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that was like
fight
a dozen
episodes. But like even that, it was like Goku wasn't even a part of it for like most of them.
Yeah,
and even when he showed up, it was like kind of a shitty little like contribution he made. Whereas this one, it was like we still had like the drama like right from the get go, of fucking Dende, or no, I guess his first form of Krillin just getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Which was like a tone setter of like, oh shit, I guess like nobody's really sick. Frieza can really fucking kill people.
There's some really good work done in this, in the Frieza fight and in the Vegeta fight, which I mean, like, I think are unquestionably like the hallmark fights of the series so far.
Don't sell the Piccolo one short.
I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, well, yeah.
Even these two in relation to the best fights of Dragon Ball, of like King Piccolo and Piccolo Jr. and Tien and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It feels like there's a lot more like story in these fights.
Yeah,
like these fights are like sort of their own narratives, like self-contained. Like there's twists that happen and like developments that occur. Like oh, Goku gets his ass beat, and then here comes Krillin and Gohan turns into the monkey and. Oh, sort of, like, there's, like, twists and turns within the fights.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, like, the Super Saiyan turn is, like, an enormous one.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy that. It makes them feel a lot more interesting than just, like, people bashing it against each other for 20 episodes.
I think this one had the most, like, the Vegeta one's great, of course. like very, very enjoyable. Like the entire thing, including like when Nap, not just Vegeta, but Nappa as well. Like Piccolo's death, like starting with like as Yamcha getting immediately fucked up. Like that, like that's just a good fight. Like that was just it was a very good one. But this one was something different. I think this one was like a whole new beast. And yeah, I think it was like, I think there was more filler. I mean, shit, it was like almost 40 episodes of like fighting Frieza. Of course, like yeah, there's gonna be some filler, but like it managed to somehow keep itself like exciting and like managed to continuously like introduce new like stakes throughout. Like it starts with like number one, like shit, like Frieza has like multiple forms. To like, oh shit, here's his final form, and fucking Dende and Vegeta are dead. And then like, oh, here's Goku, and they're beating each other's ass. And then, oh, Goku's gotta like summon the spirit bomb, so Piccolo's like sacrificing himself.
Yeah, this is sort of what I mean. Like, it's not like a single monotonous type fight. Like, people punching each other in new and exciting ways.
Yeah,
it's like there's more sort of involved things happening than that, which is cool. And yeah, I like that a lot.
I think this is such a great fucking fight, though.
I think the concerns that we expressed probably at the end of the same saga are still very much alive and well. We started this by talking about Goku not like waiting for Goku, and like fucking how much of this show is just gonna be like Goku is like the fix it button to push of like, oh, send Goku in and he. Gets the job done. Like I would be very disappointed if he becomes the only person to ever like win a fight anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be the case,
because I think that'll just be make like the supporting cast like boring. Yeah. Right, it's like, what is Tien doing here? Well
I mean, we're already at
this. He's just here to die.
I mean, I guess. Like, that's kind of just a natural, like, issue with this show. Totally. Is, like, already, it's like, okay, what does Tien have to do? Does this character just get sort of faded out? I hope not, because I like Tien, you know? And Tien's just an example, but it's like, really, like, what can he actually do in a fight? Like, if we're fighting, like, guys like Frieza. And hell, guys like Vegeta. It's like, Tien couldn't do shit against Vegeta either.
Could do shit against Nappa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, part of the way to fix that, and like, I don't know if this show is going to do it, my suspicion says no, it's not, is to, like, introduce different kinds of stakes to the action, different kinds of tension, where it's not necessarily just, like, a new enemy appears, and he's more powerful than anyone before, and you gotta get more powerful to beat him, and then, which would, like, obviously, naturally, sort of, like, eliminate the, sort of, the weaker, the lower power level, like, people from the engagement, make them a lot less relevant to the story, which is disappointing, because, like, I like Tien, and I'll say it, I like Yamcha. I love Krillin.
Well, that was kind of like, mean, my question was, like, do you actually ever foresee Krillin becoming an irrelevant character?
I mean, kind of, yeah. I don't think Krillin is ever gonna, like, keep pace with Goku.
No, but I mean,
which is like, it's kind of what you need to do at this point.
But even during Frieza, like, Krillin was still relevant.
Well, yeah, but Krillin was still out of a sort of narrative necessity of like, well, Goku's not here, so like, who do we have? And like, Krillin is alive. Krillin was literally one of the only people alive that could like work in a fight, and him and Gohan were thrown together onto this fucking planet. But I think that like. Different sorts kinds of stakes would need to be introduced, and like, especially with the Dragon Ball's rules seemingly being rewritten at every major engagement.
Yeah.
Like Krillin's death here was shocking.
Yeah.
But and like certainly impactful, because it felt like me and you were confused at like, how the fuck are they gonna bring Krillin back here? Because the rules as they have been established seem to keep him dead.
Yeah.
And like, certainly you don't want to see Krillin dead, because I like that character, but also it's like, well, like anything like that feels sort of meaningless going forward if you can just bring people back willy-nilly, you know. Which is, like, sort of a weird place, because, again, like, I don't want to see Krillin, like, leave the show, or Tien, or, like, Piccolo, or any of these guys who might not be able to hold up in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want the narrative to get super, like, weightless.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some way to, like, recalibrate things at some point. And I don't know if it's ever going to do that, but, like, and I don't really know what that would look like either. But
me neither.
Yeah, just my thought on sort of the overarching underlying problem to this thing.
So let me ask. Well, okay. So yeah, that kind of finishes our discussion on the Frieza fight. Frieza saga, actually.
Yeah.
It was a great one. Probably the best one in the franchise so far. Do you think we wait another 20 episodes before Goku shows up from his place in outer space?
I don't think so. Okay, let me reframe this question. Do you mean before we get an idea of what Goku is up to, or before you just see Goku again?
Ooh, before we see him again. Or no, before we get an idea.
Okay, then no. They cannot sideline the main character for 20 episodes while everybody else sticks around. Because, I mean, that's, like, a problem that the show has created for itself. But also, like, I just don't have any fucking clue what could possibly be.
I don't know either.
Like, be occupying him.
I'm excited to see how these characters continue to level up, I guess, in the future. Like, I'm excited to see Gohan's training continue. I'm excited to see what happens with Piccolo, because, like,
he's hitting the books. He's training at the library right now.
Yeah. Because we are at a very nice sort of, like, moment of peace, it feels like.
That's what it seems.
Now that Frieza's gone, the Namekians are safe and that they're in their home. We got all the Dragon Balls we could need.
There's no existential threat on the horizon.
Yeah, unless Frieza's alive, which...
Unless.
Which I am skeptical that he's dead. Because, like you said, we did not see a body. But that's something that I'm sure we will discuss in our next podcast. Or our next recap episode.
Of Dragon Ball.
Of Dragon Ball Z.
Alright.
So, I think as we mentioned on our previous one, like, we are sticking with Dragon Ball Z primarily right now. We are waiting to hit JoJo until we're done with this. So it's probably gonna be a while until we get back to JoJo. But so, this is our main focus right now when it comes to anime and really, like, TV. Like, I have a show or two that I'm watching on the side, but, like, you know.
It sounds like a shout-out section.
Shout-out to Babylon Berlin, a German, like, historical crime drama, I guess. Crime drama sounds weird. Historical, like, thriller on Netflix. It is a German TV show taking place in Berlin in the 1920s, like, late 1920s, which is a pretty crazy time in history.
It's a crazy time.
I have to start season 3. I finished the first 2 seasons. The show is wild and pretty fucking awesome, honestly. It is extremely twisty, extremely, like, conspiratorial. Like, there are just plots upon plots upon, like, grand schemes and everything like that, which is extremely fun. Very good. Oh my god, season 2 ended with, like, a massive fucking reveal. It's a very, like, shocking show. Shit happens where I'm like, oh my god, like, are you fucking kidding me? It's a really fun show. Really good, compelling, like, thriller. Really good, like, historical sort of, like, stuff as well for people who are interested in that. I don't know what the English like voice dubbing is like, but I think the German is like really like, I think the German acting is really, really good in it. That's really the only thing I've been watching as I've anime though.
All right, well, a little trivia on the Frieza Saga page before I get into my thing.
Mm-hmm.
The battle against Frieza is the longest in the entire series, and also the longest recorded fight in an anime, clocking in at around 3.5 hours of screen time.
Holy shit.
Which, I believe it.
Fuck, man.
Listen, you know?
3.5 hours? Garlic Jr.
Oh no, Kami. Okay, so, it's a fun little thing. Anyway, my shoutouts, I have two, I think. Yeah, three actually. I'll make one quick. So, I've been watching a lot of anime. right now.
It is quarantine, and you're allowed.
First of all,
nothing better to do.
Well, I mentioned Nichijou, I believe that might be the pronunciation. My Ordinary Life. Is a show from 2011, I believe. It's like a comedy series, slice of life type stuff, and it's so fucking good. Like, it's so damn funny. And, like, I'm being, like, charitable towards it. It's just fucking hysterical.
I've seen, like, maybe 3 minutes total of it, and it's really fucking funny.
It's, like, very, like, it feels like an evolution almost of, like, Looney Tunes, where it is, like, using the animation format to, like, just deliver really fantastic jokes. And also the characters are just so delightful and sweet and stuff, and I love them. This ad is weird. Gotta move down. So yeah, check out My Ordinary Life if you need just something to cleanse your soul. And
I think we all do.
Cleanse your soul of the COVID-19.
Yeah.
Which I'm ill with.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm watching right now, I'm not finished yet. I'm 10 episodes in, but boy, it's sure reaching an ending. Is Monoka Magica, I believe, maybe a more accurate pronunciation. Which is a show, a magical girl anime series, which I'm not terribly familiar with outside of, like, you know, vague associations and knowledge about Sailor Moon.
Okay.
But it's apparently a very long-running genre.
Really? Okay. In the same way that, like, mech is a genre?
Yes, and, like, I'm... like, you mentioned that, and, like, Madoka Magica is often compared to Evangelion in the way that it sort of recontextualizes, like, the genre.
Really?
The 10 episodes
it's in... It's weird thinking of Evangelion as a mech.
It's a mecha.
Like, until you had said that, I don't think I had ever even thought of it like that.
10 episodes in, I gotta say, it's 12 episodes, so, like, I'm very close to the end. Madoka Magica, a lot less of a, what is the word I'm looking for here? A lot less of a difficult recommendation than Evangelion. I'm finding it very compelling so far, even if I'm not fully aware of what the deconstructions that it is doing. But it is just, like, it is a super interesting and, like, surprisingly really dark show. About, you know, about power and about magic and about girls, you know, and their bodies and souls. And
we
shit.
Love anime about girls, don't we?
We sure do. Check out Nichijou. So yeah, Madoka Magica, really interesting stuff. Maybe next time we do a podcast, then I will remember to bring it up if I have any new thoughts on it. Kyubei is a fucking menace, and I hate him with my entire being. Homura seems very fucking, like, a great character.
Cool.
Last thing is not a show I've been watching, but a manga I've been reading, Chainsaw Man. I've been telling Zach how good it is in, like, very general terms.
for... I looked it up, and I really like the art of it.
Well, let's take a look.
This will be good audio. No, I meant more that, like, they're not going to see any of the art.
Oh, I know. I just...
Like, I really like...
Look at that shit.
Like, that looks awesome.
Sort of, like, Junji Ito quality to some of the drawing, like, especially some of the figure drawing.
Looks like a Mad World.
That, too. Yeah, it's, like, very, like, frantic. Like, the action stuff is, like, very, like, frantic, like, almost sketch drawing, but, like, also hyper-detailed violence and shit going on.
What's happening there?
Buddy, you do not even...
Oh, my God, he's been getting pulled like a chainsaw.
That's how he activates.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so Chainsaw Man is a manga series about super fucking dirtbaggy fucking teenage kid named Denji who is best friends with a little chainsaw dog that is a devil, and through some circumstances they come to combine. And he can turn himself into Chainsaw Man, where chainsaws burst out of his head and his arms, and he is recruited by some devil hunters. With the ultimate goal at this point, I have not caught up yet, but like at this point, the goal is to find and kill the gun devil.
Wow.
Sounds like, cool. It's really fucking... There's parts of it that are like really fucking juvenile, and like... just like dumb like high school like sketchbook type shit, right? Of like, oh, what if fucking this guy had fucking chainsaw arms? Yeah, right. It's like, what if this guy fucking pulled chainsaws out of his arms and
that's
shit?
That's fine. I like that.
This guy was like a shark on his head and stuff. But it's extremely good. Like, there's a surprising amount of like, it definitely seems to be well aware of that sort of immaturity on display. I mean, like, Denji is, like, it, like, for a decent chunk of the story so far, like, Denji's main motivation was to, like, touch boobs. Which, like, that sounds off-putting, and, like, I get it, but, like, it's not super, like, it is definitely, like, aware of that sort of immaturity of, like, its own concept and its characters and stuff, and it is, like, there's a really surprising amount of emotional depth to it so far, as well as just, like, it's like, just, like, addicting to read. It's good as hell.
Cool.
It seems cool. I would love it if they made an anime series of it.
I was gonna ask if you think there will be one.
Maybe. I mean, it seems to...
Click this guy. Let me see this dog.
Look at that guy. It's Pochita.
This seems, based on everything you've said... Power.
She fucking rocks.
Like, what's her name?
Power.
Based on everything you've just said, and just the art...
A lot of women in suits.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It seems like this will be an anime sooner than later.
I don't know... I mean, it seems like it's sort of... For a long time, then it has been sort of coasting by in relative... obscurity, but it feels like recently it's been like becoming increasingly popular.
That's cool.
Especially like over the past several issues, several chapters.
How many behind are you? How many chapters are there? Her issues have been released.
Let me check the Wikipedia page.
It says there's 6 volumes. But
so we're up to that's not it. Don't know how many chapters there are. It's like 60-something. I'm in the 50 range right now.
Okay.
I just actually finished reading this one. Yeah, so maybe...
Wait, go down. We're on the Wikipedia right now. Oh, ranked number 10 in a poll of the most wanted anime adaptations.
All right.
Here, click on that. I wonder what number 1 is. This is not a great way to end this episode.
Let me see if I can get...
Oh, what is Beastars?
Beastars?
Is that just furry anime?
It's like...
Is that the two...
I mean, like, sure,
the two titans combining?
Grim, more powerful than ever. I want to start reading Spy Family. I heard that's fucking awesome.
Cool. new boss.
Comey, my new boss is Goofy. Good title.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
This seems like school shit.
Spy Family seems really good. I'm probably going to start reading that after I catch up on.
Chainsaw Man looks cool.
Chainsaw Man is extremely good. Highly recommend it. Yeah.
Ow. I guess the last thing I'll say is it's been recommended to me from multiple people multiple times to start the Castlevania anime on Netflix. So I'll probably get to that maybe here soon. I know it's not that many episodes. I think it's like 4 episodes per season or something like that.
Really?
I know the first two seasons are 4 episodes each.
Wow.
Which is like nothing. I think it's like 30-minute episodes. Which is like, oh, shit.
The Uzumaki season coming out this year, which is apparently still on schedule, is only 4 episodes.
Interesting.
Which is... I was going to say it's unfortunate, but also there's only fucking 20 chapters of Uzumaki, so it's not really a whole lot of things to adapt.
But yeah, so I'll probably... Castlevania is like high on my list of watching next. I don't know when I'll get to it. Maybe once I'm done with Babylon Berlin, but... As, like, a little side thing I got going on, excuse me. Because I still need to see, like, Devilman Crybaby. And I have other shows I'm interested in watching, not just anime. But so, yeah, that does it for Dragon Ball Z. We'll be back. When do you think the next time we should be back? Should we wait till we're done with Cell?
That feels like
it's probably another 100 episodes.
I feel like we feel it out. I imagine that there's going to be probably an appropriate seeming point of reflection.
It seems like the show does that. Where it's like, hey, like... This is the end of an arc that is meaningful. Here's every character kind of like in peace and stability. Here's the slate is wiped clean. I think the show does obvious job of doing that.
We jump right into like Cell, which I don't think we are because we have the androids and stuff coming before that, which I know.
I thought the androids were part of Cell.
I think they are, but I think they're like
pre-Cell.
I think so.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you guys will know whenever we know.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we'll be hitting Dragon Ball Z though. Continuing on, as for the rest of the podcast is concerned, we have a lot of movies coming up that we're watching that I wouldn't be opposed to doing an episode about. I saw Goodfellas for the first time ever yesterday. We have plans of seeing RoboCop again very soon. Blue Velvet, of Road Warrior, of various stuff on Netflix like Snowpiercer, and I know I want to see like The Wicker Man and shit like that. So we may have quite a bit of material for like a movie episode coming up. There's been a lot of music coming out. A lot of music actually very recently. Rip. Oh, damn. A lot of music recently coming out that's been really, really good, in my opinion. And it's been a while since we've done a music episode, so we might be doing that. But just stay tuned, really. Whenever you guys know is when we'll know, basically. But thank you for listening. Keep an eye on your... podcast service of choice for future episodes. And bye bye, folks. Stay healthy out there.